Well, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is in the Southeast today, as this morning he spoke to attendees at the annual Commodity Classic in Kissimmee, Florida. Part of his speech included the sequester and its impact on meat and poultry supplies, consumer prices, exports, and food safety inspectors.
And it means to all those folks who work or rely on meat to be processed, and pork to be processed, and poultry to be processed, and eggs to be processed, that there will be a disruption in that process. Because make no mistake about it, there is not enough flexibility in this sequester language for me to move money around to avoid furloughs of food inspectors. It is not something I want to do. It's not something I like doing. But it is the law, and it's something I'm going to have to do unless this thing gets resolved. And when I do, it's not an inspector who's impacted, the roughly 8,000 inspectors and over 6,600 inspection facilities. It's the 250,000 other folks who work in those facilities whose lives are also going to be impacted. And it's going to be a loss of export opportunity because product will not be produced on those days when inspectors are furloughed because no meat can be processed on those days. And it's estimated that we're looking at potentially $8 billion less in exports. And that's roughly 60,000 jobs in addition to the 250,000 jobs, in addition to the 8,000 inspectors.
He said the way the sequester is structured, they have to cut every line item of their budget by the same uniform amount. Randall Wiseman, Southeast, AgNet.